How's your customer service? If you're in business, you probably know that keeping your clients or customers satisfied is of paramount importance. Yet few business leaders pay enough attention to the experience of those who consume their goods or services. That's why Micah Solomon wrote the new book, Can Your Customer Service Do This? Create an Anticipatory Customer Experience That Builds Loyalty Forever. Micah is an author, consultant, keynote speaker, and trainer specializing in customer service, the customer experience, consumer trends, hospitality, and company culture. He's a regular contributor to Forbes.com, and his work has been featured in Inc. magazine, Bloomberg Businessweek, ABC, CBS, NBC, and the Harvard Business Review. Here he is to share five of his big ideas.
Hello, my name is Micah Solomon, and my profession is one that very few people even know exists. I am a customer experience consultant, speaker, and trainer, assisting companies large and small to improve and even transform the level of customer service they offer. I am also the author of a couple of best-selling books on the subject, including the brand spanking new one, Can Your Customer Service Do This?, from which I am going to share five of the principles that it covers. First, here they are in brief. Principle one, exceptional customer service is the way to distinguish yourself from other companies in your marketplace and escape the deadly commodity zone where you're considered generic and interchangeable with any other business. Principle two, practice gold touch customer service. It's a loyalty building practice that anyone can master. Principle three, anticipatory customer service is the highest level of service you can deliver. Principle four, a sense of purpose is what drives and sustains exceptional service. And principle five, none of this works without empowerment. Now, here are these five principles in detail. Principle one, exceptional customer service is the way to distinguish yourself from other companies in your marketplace and stay out of the deadly commodity zone. So I'm going to be guiding you in this audio selection toward creating, delivering, and sustaining exceptional customer service using the same approach I apply professionally to companies in practically every niche in the marketplace. From grand hotels to auto dealerships to regional banks and credit unions, healthcare organizations, and the list goes on. But the companies that bring me in as a customer service consultant and trainer, and you, the listener who's investing your time, are doing so because you want a return on your time. So first, in cold, brutal business terms, why is delivering great customer service so valuable? Why is it worth the investment when you have other business challenges and opportunities also calling out for attention? Well, not to go all Eeyore on you, but it's highly unlikely that your company and what it offers are entirely unique. Most companies hover a lot closer to the deadly commodity zone than anyone at those companies realize. So the odds are reasonable that this includes your company as well. What is the commodity zone? It's when your business is viewed as more or less interchangeable with the competition, where your current customers are happy to jump ship to one of your competitors for a myriad of minor reasons. A slightly lower price, a faster website, a shinier app, a slightly more convenient location, or sometimes for no discernible reason at all. But there is a way you can spare your company from this fate. Build an exceptional reputation for customer service excellence and such a strong connection with every customer you touch that your service becomes a point of distinction, a survival lifeline, and ultimately a powerful engine for growth. An exceptional customer experience will create multiple positive results for your business. Most centrally, the creation of passionately loyal customers. Loyal customers are less price sensitive, more likely to be interested in any new products, services, and brand extensions you may roll out in the future. They're more understanding when things go sideways. Yeah, this is true, I promise. Because once you've done so much so well for your customers, you achieve a state where the little mistakes and even the occasional massive blunder are looked upon in a better, more forgiving light. A loyal customer is also your best form of marketing, bar none. There is nothing more powerful than the ambassadorship of customers who are so engaged, so activated, that they take on the mission of spreading the good word about your company, sharing their passion with their online connections and their real-life contacts as well. Principle two, anticipatory customer service is service at the highest level. Now, the baseline customer service equation is when a customer asks for something and you provide it to them. This has value, of course, but it's not enough to build the loyalty relationship with your customers that will ultimately grow your business. The secret to getting there is what I call anticipatory customer service. It means getting to where the hockey puck is headed before it gets there. It's giving the customer what they want before they ask for it and before they even know they want it. Anticipatory customer service occurs when you seek out and take care of desires and needs that a customer has left unexpressed. Customers don't ask for what they need because, among other reasons, they aren't knowledgeable enough to realize that they could benefit from some aspect of your product or service, or they don't even know that you can offer it. Or maybe they aren't an assertive person in public. They don't want to be too much of a bother, so to speak. And yes, such gentle, unassuming customers do exist. Anticipatory customer service involves hearing more than what a customer says out loud, taking care of unspoken needs and wishes, and answering unvoiced questions is a master customer service behavior that will bring your company into a new reality. A destination populated with delighted customers will provide you with the kind of enthusiastic referrals that will help your company grow and prosper for the long term. There's nothing more powerful in the world of business. Principle three, practice gold touch customer service, which is a loyalty building behavior that anyone can master. Let me tell you a story, all right? Feeling the ever more insistent tug of nature, but not wanting to leave my laptop unattended for even a minute, I asked my server at the Madeira restaurant, which is a 5-star restaurant located in the heart of Silicon Valley, how comfortable should I feel leaving my laptop on the table while I step out for a minute? Very comfortable, she answered, because I will be here with it. Then she moved into an arms crossed standing guard position like a sentry guarding the Tower of London. And she was still holding that position with perhaps a bit of humorous exaggeration when I returned. What my spectacularly well-trained server at this Forbes rated restaurant was practicing is what I call gold touch customer service. Gold touch customer service comes in two varieties. The first is the do extra, giving a customer more of their effort than they've asked for or could reasonably expect. And the second variety of gold touch is the tell extra, providing a customer with unexpected additional value by answering a question with particular thoroughness or by making a connection with a customer on a human shared level. Here are a few gold touch examples in various industries and contexts. First, here are a couple of do extras. A pet grooming outfit could send their customer, now I mean their furry customer, not their human customer, home with a blue or pink bandana after the poor guy makes it through the grooming ordeal. First are some do extras. A pet grooming outfit could send their customer, furry customer that is, home with a blue or pink bandana after the poor guy makes it through the grooming ordeal. An employee at a car dealership could pair a customer's cell phone before they drive off the lot rather than allowing them to drive away only to get frustrated and maybe even into a fender bender from their distraction while they're trying to handle it in themselves down the road. A hair salon employee could run out and feed the parking meter for an arriving client so they don't have to fumble around to find change, which of course none of us carry anymore. And here are some examples of tell extras. A cashier at the checkout line could admire sincerely one of the articles a customer is purchasing. Now, this one requires nuance. Trader Joe's is generally great at this, but sometimes they overdo it and they don't seem completely sincere. If your company sells a product that new customers sometimes find confusing, you can include helpful, very specific links or even a brief and highly personalized introductory tutorial video. Now, I can hear you saying, seriously now, Micah, how am I expected to find time for this? I can picture you rolling your eyes right about now and thinking, sure, sure, whatever you say, Micah, but fumbling around for opportunities to gold touch my customers is the last thing anyone at my company, including me, has time to squeeze into their busy day. But while more elaborate gold touches do take time, if you don't have time for those yet, and I predict you will start to make time once you see how effective this is, there are still opportunities for gold touches that are ripe for easy plucking. So long as you have a gold touch mindset and are paying even a smidgen of attention. These are times something doesn't go as well as expected, which gives you a chance to go the extra mile in a gold touch sort of way and possibly turn their day around. Anytime something goes right for a customer is also a great time to gold touch them, whether it's simply expressing to the customer your happiness at hearing how happy they are or sending them a card congratulating them on their new success. And anytime a customer neglects to ask for something that you, in your professional judgment, know they would benefit from. This could be for a security company, introducing your customer to the value of installing water leak sensors in your house before they go away on vacation and a leaky disaster occurs in their absence. And principle four, a sense of purpose is what drives exceptional service. To explore this principle, let's focus for a moment on one hypothetical employee, a groundskeeper on the campus of a technology company, starting her workday early in the morning. The functional item that she intends to get done this morning, plant tulip bulbs, 200 cartons worth, 200 bulbs in all. That is until she notices a small sinkhole deep enough to turn an ankle right in the middle of the gravel path that the company's clients, vendors, and employees will be walking on later in the day as they make their way between buildings on the company's campus. At this point, the groundskeeper has two options. Option one, she can stay focused on accomplishing her functional prescribed task. That is to just work on planting those tulip bulbs all morning long. Or option two, now that she has discovered the safety risk, she can find some spare soil and start filling in the sinkhole before anybody's ankle gets turned. Of course, option two sounds great on paper, but is the employee really going to make that choice? Don't be so sure. Consider, there's no manager nearby to say okay to her ankle-preserving decision. Therefore, the groundskeeper's safest option in most organizations, if she doesn't want to get in trouble, is to stick to planting those bulbs. However, if she's in a purpose-driven organization and she's a purpose-driven employee, she is going to choose to pull herself away from her assigned duties without worrying about the repercussions if she doesn't get all 200 bulbs into the ground on time. With her sense of purpose prompting her to do so, she'll be taking care of the comfort and safety of clients, vendors, and her fellow employees, an action that her purpose-driven organization is going to encourage and applaud. This is the concept of function versus purpose. Sparking this kind of pro-customer behavior in your employees requires creating an environment in which every employee understands that my typical day-to-day function here may be to plant tulip bulbs, park cars, answering the phone, schedule appointments, etc. But my purpose calls on me to do whatever is required, whether it was on my functional to-do list today or not. Here are two recommendations for how to spark and sustain this in your employees. Number one, in both your day-to-day training and especially when you onboard a new employee, focus on the purpose of the organization and how the employee's work will figure into it. It's ideal if you can start talking about purpose right away, yet most companies drown their onboarding programs in legalese and warnings about 45 ways you could get fired at your brand new company. Number two, celebrate your employees' great customer service behaviors and accomplishments when they happen. I suggest you systematize this celebration along the lines of what has worked for years decades actually, for the Ritz-Carlton Hotel Company. Twice a week at every Ritz-Carlton hotel and resort, they share a wow story of over and above hospitality from one of their more than 100 properties. This is powerful and inspiring all employees to ever greater heights. And principle five, none of what I've taught you here is going to work without empowerment. You're going to move a lot further, a lot more quickly toward becoming an organization where purpose-driven employees contribute their elective efforts if you get serious about employee empowerment. Exceptional customer service requires room for interpretation, with talented, well-trained, fully empowered employees serving as the interpreters, those who decode and manifest what exceptional customer service really looks like in action. And if they lack empowerment, which is a buzzword for power, really, they'll remain hobbled no matter how good their intentions are. When a leader encourages pro-customer efforts, most everything else will fall into place, with employees eagerly contributing their elective efforts time and again. Conversely, if a company's leadership doesn't provide such encouragement and leeway, if it rules with excessive rigidity, these unyielding ways will, over time, blight the organization in the eyes of its customers. An employee cannot fully contribute to an organization and to the service of its customers without being empowered. So there you have five of the key principles I use every day as a customer service trainer and consultant when I'm brought in to improve the level of customer service at one of my client companies. On top of this, I want to give you one last nugget of inspiration before I leave you. Implementing any or all of these five principles of customer service excellence isn't easy, but rising to deliver exceptional customer service will be an incredibly fruitful venture, resulting in the following payoffs. You'll retain a higher proportion of your existing customers, you'll increase per customer spending, you'll attract new customers, and you'll do it all in a way that is almost entirely immune to being knocked off by competitors. If this last claim that your efforts are immune to knockoff sounds far-fetched, I'm making this claim because I have a strong hunch that if you do the work in all the areas I've suggested, you can sleep easy knowing that it's unlikely that your competition will buckle down and do the same. Although your competition may copy other items like your pricing, your innovations they might mimic, duplicate the look and feel of your website, and so forth, they're unlikely to muster the vision, energy, and follow-through required to replicate the customer-centered organization that you're on the road to build. I'm not going to pretend that the fruits of your labor will fall off the vine and into your hands overnight. As a business person myself, I know all about the challenges of getting through the grind of making payroll week by week while striving to move forward strategically. But I know it can be done, as I've been a part of making it happen time and again. The serious stakes I play for are the growth, the improved profitability, and ultimately the survival of the companies and business leaders for whom I consult, train, and speak. And now this circle includes you, my kind reader and listener. Thank you for spending this time with me.
Thank you, Micah. That was five big ideas from Can Your Customer Service Do This? Create an Anticipatory Customer Experience That Builds Loyalty Forever by Micah Solomon. Also, check out our book bite for Unreasonable Hospitality, The Remarkable Power of Giving People More Than They Expect by Will Gudera. I'm Michael Kovnet. Have a great day.